I continued to work, and you know, trying to do better. And I worked a lot of days, mm-hmm. even though I did get in a pile of house. I worked a lot of days.
Yeah.
You know, because I wanted to do well for my family, because my family started growing even more. Mm-hmm. You know.
You had more kids?
I have 4 kids.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So,
two
what
boys
was,
and two girls.
Two boys, two girls.
Yeah.
Were they all born during the 80s?
Well, my oldest daughter was born in 1982. That was my stepdaughter.
Right. Okay.
And my son was born in, Michael was born in 86. And then Megan's 3 years behind him, so she was in 89.
Uh-huh.
And then Josh is born in 90.
Mm-hmm.
That was my youngest.
Yeah.
He was our surprise. And it's been a very eventful life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you manage family life and working and your off days as opposed to when you're on?
My wife.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah.
My wife managed our life when I was gone, because I don't know how to put it, just my wife simply. I managed it because she took care of everything while I was gone.
Yeah.
And when I was home, I was home.
Yeah.
We got to do whatever we wanted,
right.
Because I wasn't working 9 to 5 or 8 to 5.
Yeah.
I was home. I could spend all my time with my kids, my family. And it was just, it's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd worked that fleet side of it, worked 12, 14 hours a day, mm-hmm. eat, take a shower, go to bed after I get done driving, pat my kids on the head and go to bed. And then I was working back on the day-for-day schedule like I used to work. I was gone 21 days. It was tough on my wife. She had to be strong to take care of 4 kids.
Right.
She had to be pretty good and pretty strong. But when I come home, my time was devoted to that right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all the time in the world. I made up for all that time.
Yeah.
You know, so it was pretty cool.
What was the industry like in the 80s? Was there a lot of jobs or?
Well, like I said, I worked, and during the 80s, you know, with all that stuff going on, there wasn't a whole lot of jobs out there, and, you know, you just couldn't jump on any boat you wanted to, but yet, there was jobs out there if you wanted to work hard and get them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never really, when I left Granco, I was only off for a week, and I went to work for Agritrans. And when I left Agritrans, I resigned my position at Agritrans and went to work for Ingram. So there was a lot of call for pilots then.
Yeah.
You know, because everything was kind of just stale. Everything was kind of sitting there during the 80s.
Yeah, there
wasn't a lot of boats being built and things like that. So, you know, it was just kind of hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, of course, people were retiring, less people getting their license and things like that. It's becoming worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to pass on this legacy to get these guys to understand that, you know, this is a good profession.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not just a job, it's a profession.
Right.
You know.